Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go. It's the Eternal Bum Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. I got my sidekick, Ralph Williams, coming in momentarily. We're looking at JT Toth in Pittsburgh to try to come in. But I know who's ready to rock and roll here. It's Scott Morgan, Roth, out there in South Florida, 347-205-9631. 30 minutes goes by quick. Happen to miss it? blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast Platforms. Wherever you subscribe to the podcast, power now by Mancini Media. Let me lay the red carpet, put the podium in place, hand off the mic. Scott, how you doing this morning? Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And, man, Black Friday, maybe these guys are out buying gifts.
I don't know. Nowadays, I do most of my shopping on Amazon, by the way. But I'm getting ready to go ahead and take a trip to Wisconsin, leaving later on tonight, and hopefully I'll be able to get there late Saturday night and rock and roll and hang out with my in-laws for about a week. So, but talking about Amazon, that's a great segue, Mark, because I wrote a book called Lessons from the Microphone, which you can buy on Amazon and Kindle. So Lessons from the Microphone, take note of that. Also, well, I'll let everybody know that if you would kindly subscribe to the South Florida Tribune YouTube channel, then you can see all the stuff that we do on the network. Once again, please subscribe to the South Florida Tribune YouTube channel. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at Tribune South.
Yeah.
And our website, www.southfloridatribune.com. That gives you the overall. But I'll tell you, Mark, this book that I have is a great Christmas gift for anybody. Anybody can benefit by it. And it's good for budding journalists, too, that are getting into business. It gives you an overview of old-school media versus new-school media.
Right.
So,
well, let me. You know what, since we're talking about Thanksgiving and as you finished, my favorite holiday of the year, I think it's slighted because right after Halloween, everybody's talking about the Christmas trees and stuff like that. But as we get past Thanksgiving, now we get into Black Friday, I don't know why everybody runs to the mall, man. This is crap that's sat in your store since mid-May. Now you're putting 80% off, and people think they're getting bargains. I don't know what you think, Scott, but we're going to lay it down right here.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, but Black Friday is in the heads of people. Think about it, Mark, okay? Now you have the Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets playing on Black Friday on Amazon, for God's sake. I think one of the highlights of my Thanksgiving, though, Mark, was spending time with my 83-year-old dad and my wife. That was neat, and then I presented him with a copy of my book. So, you know, that made me feel good that he could see that his oldest son wrote a book, and he's a big part of it. But as far as Black Friday, you know what? Those words are going to be engraved in everybody's head for as long as you live, regardless of what department stores are left and which ones are going out, and then you got Amazon. So I don't know. It's crazy stuff. Black Friday, Halloween. And then, of course, in the NFL, you have Black Monday, right? So when everybody gets fired. So black is a very good thing in some cases, and it is in others, but it's all the psychology and the realism of it is what it is.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. Black Monday, Black Friday, unbelievable. I want to talk about the games yesterday. I don't know what happened in Detroit. Maybe you can shed some light on it. But this is a team that they must enjoy Thanksgiving on Wednesday night.
I don't know. All I can tell you, Mark, I didn't watch the other two games. I know that they were routes anyway because I had other stuff I had to get done, and I was trying to rest up a little bit more so I could get ready for this overnight trip I have, and I even missed a Zoom call with my in-laws because my wife said he needs to sleep, and they said, no problem, you know. I don't know what happened to Detroit either. I mean, the reality is we have a team that could have gone 9-2, but Dan Campbell decided to play the role of the gambler. And you know what? When you're playing the role of the gambler and you keep gambling, every now and then you lose. So I think as far as the Detroit Lions are concerned, here's a team right now that certainly is built offensively to get there. But you can only gamble so many times on fourth down and do all these things until you still have to play conventional football, Mark. Conventional football. You can't continue to go for it on fourth down deep in your own territory. Because the last thing you want to do is give any team, okay, a short field so that they can go ahead and score quick points. So I don't know. It's hard to tell. I watched the whole game. And you know the best part about the game, though, Mark? It was on Thursday, so I don't have to worry about it. I can travel nicely. Thank you very much. I don't
yeah,
care.
It's amazing. Dalen from Chelmsford coming in on this basically says, are the other two guys still sleeping? Did they shop last night?
I don't know.
Where's Ralph and JT?
I wouldn't worry about it, Mark. You got the Motor City Mad Mouth. You got Madman. For crying out loud, it'll get any better than that, right?
Unbelievable. Let's take a call from one of these guys. Somebody coming in from the 217 area code. You're on the Eternal Bum podcast. What's your name and what do you want to talk about?
Hi, guys. I'm Josh from East Central Illinois, and I wanted to talk about the Colts.
The Colts? Josh, welcome to the show post Thanksgiving. Scott, do you want to take Josh's call and tell him about, he wants to talk about the Colts?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, you lose your starting quarterback, right? But Gardner Minshew isn't doing too bad of a job out there. So, you know, I think the Colts to me are a team where a lot of people wrote them off of the dead, but they're still competing is what they're doing. And that's what they've got to continue to do. You know, you hope Anthony Richardson will be all right, but that's why you need a good, capable backup quarterback anyhow. If you don't have two or three quarterbacks in the event of an injury, you're in trouble. And I think their management, without a doubt, made a good move landing Minshew. And we all know about
that. Hey, Josh, unbelievable, man, calling in. We appreciate your topic and everything. And a lot of great things have been in Indianapolis, the Colts, the Pacers, and the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah. Oh, I've been to Indianapolis. It's a great town. I've been to a couple 500s. I once saw Indiana Pacers. I've seen a couple of Pacers games at Market Square Arena is what I've done. So Indianapolis is a nicer town. In fact, I'll be driving through there probably tomorrow to get back to Racine, Wisconsin.
Thanks a lot, Josh, for the phone call. Stay in touch and make us part of your Fridays.
Take care, gentlemen.
Thank you, my friend. That's a great guy. You know, sometimes we'll bring a caller, and some of them, you know, we'll be belligerent. This guy, you know, I kind of thought to myself, in Indiana, they're not too belligerent. Lance coming in from Pensacola, Florida, says, Cowboys Super Bowl, we whacked the Skins or the Commanders or whatever you want to call it, and you still suck with your Dolphins down here, and the Steelers suck in Pittsburgh, Mancini, and Scott. Boy, Lance keeps giving it to us on Fridays. How come he can't be a good caller like Josh?
Well, you know, here's the problem. He's had too much alcohol. Everybody needs to go out there and display their frustrations that life is really bad. You know what, Lance? Maybe you need to go out on the street, find yourself a woman. Maybe she'll loosen your ass up, brother. I don't know if you even have one, but I don't really care about the Dolphins. I mean, I worked indirectly with them by promoting their content, and you can say anything you want about me, Lance, but I am unflappable. So if I were you, I would go to Black Friday, Black Wednesday, Black Thursday, whatever Black Day you want to call it. Go to the bar, have a mudslide, a margarita, and if that isn't strong enough, maybe make your way down to New Orleans and have a couple of Pat O'Brien Hurricanes, and you'll be sprawled out in the street, and they'll have to wheel you over to Pensacola, man. I know where Pensacola is. Not that far from New Orleans, but Lance, I always like to hear your stuff, so you know what, maybe in your lifetime, you should invest into a bar. That way you drain all your sorrows and your negativity and whatever you have to offer there, and you'll definitely have no problem going out there and doing it. But still like hearing from you, Lance, anyways. You'll be my new pinata going forward if you haven't been already.
Yeah, Victor from Silver Lake chiming in basically says, rumor has it the Dodgers have offered 10 years, $500 million to Shohei Ohtani. I don't care if they give him $700 million and a 20-year contract. This guy's not going to do anything for the Dodgers. The Dodgers keep going to the general store, and they forget the most important thing they need to buy when you're building a house. You need a damn hammer, man. Stop buying the screws. Stop buying bats. You need pitching. You don't have pitching. You need three-quarters of it in that starting rotation. Victor's myopic as well as Lance from Pensacola, Florida. give me a break if you think you're going to get a World Series with Shohei Ohtani. He did nothing with the Angels,
right,
you know, when he was there. So what the hell is he going to do with the Dodgers, Scott?
Yeah, you know, Mark, I agree with you. So I'm still not sure what Shohei Ohtani is going to get. Well, you know, he's not going to be pitching in 2024. So as a result, you know, you're only getting a one-dimensional player, although now that's the way baseball's always been since Babe Ruth pitched. But, yeah, $500 million. I'm still waiting to see how the market plays out on Shohei Ohtani. To me, the way I look at it is let's just go out there and let it play out. You're going to get a lot more information, though, when the baseball winter meetings definitely take place next week. So, well, I appreciate the fact that, I mean, listen, there's no question the Dodgers can afford to pay $500 million, right? So as far as I'm concerned, it's just one of those kind of things where, you know, well, I appreciate the fact that we all knew the Dodgers were going to be in the, to me, the way the Dodgers were going to be in the bidding, I'm anxious to see where we at when we talk about this very topic next Friday.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's interesting to see what's going on across the board. So I guess the story was brought up with Carissa Thompson, one of the reporters that was fabricating, you know, a story on the sidelines. I don't know what you think. I like Carissa Thompson, but when you start fabricating stories, I mean, you lose a little credibility there. What's your take on this? Basically, it's kind of been swept under the rug. You know, I look at things in black and white. More or less, people look at things like, you know, we're going to create gray areas. And now we got Ralph in here.
Well, let me address, before we bring Ralph on, the Carissa Thompson situation, if I can. Number one, if I understand correctly, okay, this incident happened, what, 15 years ago or several years ago? So I can see why it would easily be swept under the rug. I don't really like anybody that makes things up on the fly. So I'm not going to sit here and beat up on her because it happened so long. Why would you make that admission now? That would be the only question. So I think as time goes on, this thing is going to quietly go away. And who knows, it might be a topic in my next book, okay, to begin with. So I'm not really worried about that. I'm as much as this may be an unpopular thing here, I do believe in my mind, okay, that I don't know if I totally give her a pass, but I'm not gonna pound on Carissa. I think she's a very I enjoy watching her. I really, really do. And people make mistakes, Mark. You know, in our industry, sometimes you have to make decisions that may not be the most popular. Let me just share one story to you that I dealt with many years ago that I put in my book, Mark. I'm covering the New York Yankees down in Fort Lauderdale, right? I'm going after Juice Scott. There's some of my friends in the media said he's not going to be an easy break because I always really like to get tips from local anchors, right? So what he ended up, one of my friends said he's not going to be good. So Goose was giving me one or two word answers, three words. So I turn off the tape recorder, you know, Goose, let me tell you something, man. I'm not going to be able to get much out of you. So if you don't give me straight answers, I'm going to go ahead and add to those answers so that at least I can put together what I have to put together. But I would prefer not to take that route. So you know what happened? I started up the tape recorder, and Goose was great. We shook hands. But at least I took it upon myself. We're going nowhere. Let's go somewhere, and let's get this thing done. But I think he respected the way that I was very sincere about what I do. You know what I mean? And didn't force me to get to that point. Things worked out. But you know what, Carissa? I mean, obviously, she probably learned a big lesson. And because you have so much social media involved and everybody, you know, even Leslie Visser, a person who I adore the most, is in my book. You know, you've had a lot of people that have done sideline reporting that have gone out there and say, this is not what we're about. She did this. Whatever. Okay. This thing, like you said, Mark, will go under the rug. But I'm not piling on to Carissa Thompson in any way, shape, or form. Hopefully she's learned from all this, and they'll put it behind her. So.
Wow, that's amazing. Hey, Ralph, how are you, brother? I hope you had a great Thanksgiving and everything.
I did, Mark. Thank you, Scott. It's great to hear you as well on the air here. I don't know if JT's on yet, but I just want to let everyone know that JT Toth will now be our official man on here on Fridays. Joe Kuglis' other obligations cannot come on Fridays, so JT Toth will be on steady, and that's going to be great for us. You can reach me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, X, LinkedIn, and also I have my own YouTube channel. And don't forget on Tuesdays, Sports Corner Radio Show with myself and Smoke and Jim Frazier, Beaver County Radio. I want to send a shout-out to all of the high school football teams here in Pittsburgh that are in the championship games today. There's four of them. Big spectacular every Friday after Thanksgiving at Acrisure Stadium. And I want to congratulate every one of them for being in this big games. So we'll go there with that. I hear you guys talking. What was the conversation here, Mark?
The conversation, we were talking about a lot of things. Carissa Thompson, we don't really do this a lot, but we took a caller out of Indianapolis, the guy that listens to us a lot, Josh. So he came in, chimed in about the Colts, talking about Shohei Ohtani, rumored to be in a 10-year, $500 million contract from the Dodgers. So a lot of things to talk about on this thing. As we look at this on the Thanksgiving weekend. But, guys, I want to get into this Ohio State-Michigan game tomorrow. I think Ohio State's a hype machine. I like Michigan. I think they bring two attributes to the table, and that is physicality, and they know how to run the ball. I think they're going to run this ball down Ohio State's throat tomorrow and knock Ohio State off its perch. But this so-called NCAA committee will figure out a way to keep Ohio State in the top four, even if they lose. So that's why we need a 12-team format here, guys. Scott?
Yeah.
We're going to have that next year, Mark. So this is the last of the final four. So we'll just take history in 2023 for what it is. And 2024 is going to have a lot of different changes. You're going to have a lot of conference. You're going to have, to me, a situation where you will have 12 and you're going to have a lot of teams moving to different conferences. We're not going to even be able to recognize what NCAA thing is going to look like next year. But like I tell you, God willing, health preventing. I'm a Miami Hurricane guy anyway, but as far as this game is concerned, I think you're on to something, Mark. I think the Wolverines are going to do the heck hard as much as they possibly can to go out there and run the ball right down the Buckeyes' throats. And if they pull another Penn State, well, that's what they're doing, Ohio State could be in trouble. But I don't know yet. You still have the fact that Jim Harbaugh won't be on the sidelines, even though he's coached them all week anyway. And Sharone and their interim guy. So it'll be interesting to see how the Wolverines, the way they respond to adversity, and they seem to have done it all year with Harbaugh being suspended for five games. He only has six. If they win, he'll go to the Big Ten championship game, and then the NCAA will find a way to read him the riot act later on. It seems like the NCAA and Jim Harbaugh reminds you of the NCAA and Jerry Tarkanian and Bruce Pearl. These two coaches can't stand the NCAA. Now Harbaugh, there's a witch hunt on him, and I think the ultimate thing is he'll wind up in the pros. I've heard lots of reports that he's going to Chicago with the Bears. So.
Good take. Ralph, any thought on that?
Yeah, I agree with Scott. I think Jim Harbaugh wind up in the pros, either as a head coach or a coordinator, probably as a head coach somewhere. He was successful before. He could be successful again. I think Michigan, I agree with you, Mark, is probably going to run the ball down Ohio State's throat. Ohio State, they're a good football team, but they're not as good. I think Michigan's better, and I think they have better talent, and I think it's going to be a dogfight. It's not going to be an easy game. It shouldn't be, at least. But I think it's going to be a competitive game, but I think Michigan pulls it out at the end. I want to tell everyone we're in the First Line Consulting Services Studios. 1-877-926-6982 is the number to call if you need a website. They will not only construct a website for you, they will manage it, upload all your videos, do it all for you at one low monthly price. Call them today, First Line Consulting Studios, 1-877-926-6982. This show is brought to you in part by our national sponsors, Amped Up Sports, Sideline Sports, Let's Talk Sports, Mancini Media. Thank you, Mark. South Florida Tribune. Thank you, Scott. ASAP Sports, TGI Sports, and CRSMmedia.com. Also, I want to talk to you about Sleep Pittsburgh, 412-462-7858, 8th Avenue Homestead. On your way out to the Christmas lights at a certain amusement park, whose name I will not mention, you can stop by Sleep Pittsburgh, check out their Black Friday specials, and check out their holiday specials as we go into the Christmas holiday season. Starts today. 412-462-7858. No credit check financing. And also, they have a big selection. Check out their website, sleeppittsburgh.com, for the best sleep tonight. Okay, guys, we had a couple NFL games yesterday. Three of them. The one that I want to talk about is the one that Scott's familiar with, the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay came off really well. They scored real quick. And I thought that I didn't expect to see that from Green Bay. But I thought Detroit put up a good fight trying to come back. Problem is you make too many mistakes. You beat yourself. And that's what Detroit did yesterday. The Dallas game against the Commanders, what a blowout that was. And I thought that perhaps that game could have went better. I'm very, very surprised that the Commanders got blown out like that, because they're not – normally they do not get blown out. Ron Rivera is a pretty decent coach. I know now this year I am hearing he's walking on eggshells. You got Eric Bieniemy behind him, and you got Jack Del Rio as their defensive coordinator. So I just don't get why the Commanders are not performing as well as they should. But anyway, guys, what do you think? We'll start with you, Scott.
Oh, I just think that Dan Campbell, Ralph, gambled too much. Everybody's, maybe he felt in his mind that continuing to play the gambler role would work, but this time it backfired and he outsmarted himself. That's really what it comes down to. And Jared Goff, you can't have three fumble losses at all. So the Lions self-destructed, and as a result, now they're 8-3, and there's a little bit of a bunch up here in terms of where everything goes, but we'll see. The Lions have their little mini bar by, going into the following week. So they'll have a lot of film, and they'll have to go out there and do a lot of soul searching so that they don't lay an egg after Thanksgiving. Because as far as I'm concerned, after Thanksgiving, things either go well for the Lions or they go backwards. So it'll be an interesting 10 days, to say the least. But Dan Campbell, in my opinion, and especially him, you just can't go out there and go for it on fourth down deep in your own territory and give your team and the other team a short field. They did that. It cost them points. And, Goff's mistakes also cost points. So, Moore said nine lives. Lions have to make the most of the one that they have. So we'll see. CBD on this one.
Mark?
Well, I'm really aware, and I'm not a big Lions fan, and I know Scott might not like that, but, the three losses, the Lions really haven't shown me what they're capable of doing. I mean, I know they pulled out a win in L.A. against the Chargers. They pulled out a win in Tampa against the Buccaneers. But when you look at this team, they're going to get the Vikings here, and that's going to get really interesting. But it's a team that just hasn't shown me a lot. They went to Baltimore and got their asses handed to them. They've lost two in Detroit to Seattle and now to Green Bay. So this is a team that might win the division because Minnesota's lost a quarterback in Kirk Cousins. But this is a team that could get bounced, in the first round of the playoffs by somebody coming in hot in their backyard. So I'm not sold on the Lions, guys. And I'll tell you, I still think that the teams to watch out for are Philadelphia. Now Dallas is starting to pick up some steam. You've got the 49ers. And then you might have a New Orleans or an Atlanta, but some of these teams, even the middle of the pack teams could definitely go into Detroit and hammer them. Like I said, I'm not putting Detroit in the realm of this thing. I know they'll make the playoffs, but I'm not sold on them, Scott and Ralph.
Well, Mark, let me add one thing that the Lions definitely need, and hopefully they've gotten this situation worked out. They've signed Bruce Irvin, and they need another edge rusher. Aiden Hutchinson can only do so much when you're drawing double and triple teams. So hopefully, and again, whether I'm a fan or not, I'm a journalist. I'm supposed to be neutral about everything, hometown or not, okay? But as long as the Lions can mount some sort of a pass rush and not depend on Aiden Hutchinson, then hopefully that'll cause more havoc for the other team's quarterback. And as a result, by doing that, you might see a different type. But Aiden Hutchinson can only do so much by himself. He's a heck of a player. That'll be the key. Their defense the last few weeks has been, to me, average or maybe below average. So.
Okay, we have JT Toth. And JT, I apologize with the time change here, and I came in late myself, so I apologize for that. JT, welcome aboard.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. And next we're going to talk about Mata Heating and Air Conditioning, 724-201-0500. Mata Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Bill today. Talk to him. I got to tell you what, you have a furnace that's breaking down. You need your furnace for this winter. Who knows how bad it's going to be. UV lighting also for the holidays. Also UV lighting for it gets dark early. So call Mata today, 724-201-0500. Mata Heating and Air Conditioning. Ask for Bill. Tell him you heard it here on this program. All right, JT, we were talking a little bit about the NFL games yesterday. Another game that was played was the 49ers took on the Seahawks. They blew them out 31-13. We'll start with you, JT. What's your thoughts on that game?
It's exactly what I thought it was going to be. I mean, the 49ers, they're an elite team in the NFC. I know that a lot of people aren't sold on Brock Purdy yet, but the kid's just a gamer that's going to win games. He's got enough talent around him that as long as he doesn't make some bad miscues, he's going to win a lot of games. San Fran. They got talent on defense. They got talent on offense. Seattle's a team that's they're rebuilding, and so to speak. And I the game plan played out the way it was. The Detroit game didn't play out the way I thought. Cowboys game pretty much the same way that I imagined it was going to happen. I don't think the Commanders are that good. They just traded two of their best defensive linemen away. I thought Jordan Love is taking that next step, which is a big thing if you're a Packers fan. I mean, he looked good, looked real good. So, but the Niners game was no surprise to me.
All right, thank you. Go ahead, Scott. We got to start wrapping up here. We got about 3 minutes left in the show. Go ahead, Scott.
All I'll say is San Francisco 49ers, they're a great team, period. They'll go deep in the playoffs. I have no doubt about it. When they're healthy, they're great, and I don't care about the three losses that they had during the year, only because they were hit with some injuries. But Brock Purdy, to me, who was drafted as Mr. Irrelevant, is very relevant.
Yeah. Hey, if I could jump in here, Scott, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you.
Sure, absolutely. My website, www.southfloridatribune.com. My Twitter, / is @TribuneSouth, and more importantly, you can find my book, Lessons from the Microphone, on Amazon and Kindle.
And Ralph, you're all over the place. I know. I'm so blessed to have you in here too, man. Let everybody know how you can get a hold of, and with all the great shows you're part of in Tampa and everything.
Yeah, I do. I'm on YouTube. I have my own YouTube channel, Facebook, Twitter X platform, and I'm also on. Also, I have a radio show on Tuesdays called Sports Corner Radio Show with me, Ralph Williams, Smoking Jim Frazier. This coming Tuesday, I'm having someone come on, whether it's somebody from ASAP Sports or someone from Amped Up Sports, come on to talk about the Arizona Cardinals, who the Steelers play next after this week's game. So we're going to find out more about the Arizona Cardinals, and I have Matt Grubba coming on from the Pittsburgh Riverhounds to talk about their season. They made it to the USL playoffs and lost in the first round, laid an egg. They were supposed to be predicted to be in the championship game. They were the number one seed, and they blew it. So Matt's going to explain that to us on Tuesday. So in your phone calls, and so there we are.
JT, till we reconvene next week.
Yeah, definitely. I'll be here next week, guys. You can get on www.draft412.com or email me at jt@draft412.com. I apologize, guys. It wasn't the turkey that made me sleep in or anything. I just didn't know the time. So.
Yeah. Well, okay, and just to let you know, on Christmas week we'll be off. Everybody gets that week off for the year just so they can reconnect and refresh themselves. So till then. For my brothers, Ralph Williams, J.T. Thornton, Pittsburgh, Scott Morgan, Roth, making the trek, and prayers to him in South Florida up to Wisconsin. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Stay safe. We'll see you next week. Same time, same channel. Till then, have a blessed one, guys, and thanks for making us a part of your Fridays.
Thank you. Thank you.